Since we're learning Kedushin and today is Sukkis, and there's nothing on Tessa Mid Aleph that's even remotely related to Sukkis, so I had to go back to Davava Mid Beis. I'd like to share with you a very geshmaka Gera Vart. If you have any friends that are Gera Hasidim, you don't have to admit it publicly, but he'll be very appreciative of the photostats that I had placed on the bima inside. The Ger has the following episode that they tell over. The Sos Emes asked the Imre Emes, his son, when he was a boy, he asked him the following question. We paskin matana al menos lahazir shmei matana. If you give someone a gift on the condition he gives it back, shmei matana, it's a good matana, he has to give it back. But it's the person who takes it owns it, even though he has to give it back. So if somebody has a luliv, has arba minim, and it has to be lochem on the first day, so you give it to your friend, you want to get it back. So it says in Sukkah, you give him a matana minas lahazir. So you give it to him minas lahazir. Now he can't double cross you and keep it, because if he doesn't give it back, it's a matana amenas, he give it back. So if he doesn't give it back, it's ois matana, so therefore you're safe. So if you want to play it safe, you give it to him matanas lahazir, and he has to give it back. So the Sos Emes is the Imre Emes. Since we paskin matana amenas lahazir shmei matana, so you have the original owner of the arba minim. He gives it to his friend, some friend, but anyway, he gives it to his friend, matana amenas lahazir. He wants to make sure he gets it back. So he said, why doesn't the friend just give it back to him, matana amenas lahazir? Since matana amenas lahazir shmei matana, so when he gives it back to him, matana amenas lahazir, so now he gets it back, but he's out his lulav and esrig, because he's going to have to return it back to him. So this is the question that the Sfas Emes asked the Imre Emes. So I hope everyone chaps the kasha. I mean, to chap the kasha that he was a little boy, that's not the chiddush, it's that he had the answer. But again, the kasha is, you're giving someone, the original owner gives matara minas lahazir, because he ensures himself to get it back, you're not sure he'll get it back. The person can give it back to you, matara minas lahazir, and you're stuck, you have to give it back to him. What?
Don't you have to be maskim to it?
Why?
When I give it to you right away, you got to be maskim to it. Then you can be lachzer. If he's accepting it,
I'm that's not a sharp answer.
Close, but no.
Might be true, but...
I tried.
What? Okay, one second. We'll get to what you're saying. All right, the chap that the Imre Emes said was the following chap. He said, again, you have the original owner, he gives it a matanos lahazir. Then the fellow gives it back to the original owner, matanos lahazir. So he said, very poshut, when the original owner gets it back, he shouldn't return it. By not returning it, it comes out that when the borrower gave it to him, it's ois matana. So he gave it back to him, amenos lahazir. So, if I don't return it to him, so his returning it to me is bottle. If his returning it to me is bottle, so then my original giving it to him is also bottle. I gave it to him, Amenos, he returns it to me. Now, since he returned it to me, Amenos Lahazir, and I didn't return it, so his returning it to me is not a returning. So it comes out that he's the one that loses. Because my everything falls up, everything falls down. If I gave it to him, I'm Nos Lahazir. He gave it to him, Nos Lahazir. If I'm not Magzer it, his Matana to me is Ice Matana, was on Tanai. And then my Matana to him is on Tanai. So I could keep it, and he loses the mitzvah. Ha ha ha, the joke's on him. And that's so that's this Gera, the Chap that the Imre Emes said, which it claps, it fits. Now, I'm not sure, the Pnei Menachem was the son of the Imre Emes?
Yes.
Or brother is the son. So they bring that the Pnei Menachem had a follow-up kasha, which is really a bomb kasha in this whole thing. In Dinei Pidyon HaBen, the halachi is, min ha-Torah, I can give a kayin, the five coins, I'm an asla hazer. I can tell the kayin, matar asla hazer, shmei matana. I tell the kayin, I'm being paid to my son, here are the five coins, I'm an asla hazer, he's padui, and then he's got to give it back to me, so the kayin does is out his money. That's min ha-Torah. The Rabbanah made a gzeira. They didn't want to be mafsid all the kayinim. So the Rabbanan said, no kayin should accept matan amnas lahazer by pinyin haben. Otherwise, he mafsid all the kayinim. So memela, today nobody can do a matan amnas lahazer. The kayin won't accept it. As they state in Shulchan Aruch. So Pnei Menachem said, according to his father in his Eda, the kayin won't lose. If you give the kayin the five coins amnas lahazer, if the kain is smart, he'll give it back to you, Almanos Laharzer. So here, if he gives it back to you, Almanos Laharzer, the Imramis' shtick won't work. Because now, if I don't give it to him, everything's bottled. But here, if everything's bottled, there's no Pidyon HaBen. By the lulav, if everything's bottled, it's my lulav. By the coins, if I give it to the kain, Almanos Laharzer, he gives it back to me, Almanos Laharzer. So I can't be a smart aleck and say, I won't give it back, and everything's bottled. If it's all bottled, the child's not padui. Says the Pnei Menachem's Kasha, who's not so smart, again, a kind not so smart, hard to find such kainim. But anyway, this is the Pnei Menachem's Gevaldige Kasha. Now, what Shlomi started to say, I wanted to tell you what would have happened if the Svas Emes would have asked the yeshiva man instead of his son. What would have happened? So I have to tell you, in the yeshiva world, is a ktsais achayshin. It's just mind-boggling. It's almost a typical ktsais. The ktsais is famous for arguing with all the rishayim, based mostly on his svara, on the kayach svara of the ktsais achayshin. Listen to what the ktsais says. The ktsais is reish mem aleph, sif katan dalet. He starts by saying, what I'm about to tell you doesn't shtim with a rush, and doesn't shtim with a ritva. And I can't argue with the Rosh and the Ritva, so Omnam Lule Divrei HaRosh VaRitva. Nearly as Daiti. The Tzai says the following Chiddush. He says, Matan Amanas Lahazer is not like you think. I'm giving you a gift on the condition you give it back. He says, no. In Yeshiva, we call it a Matan Lizman. The Kshitas HaTzais is, I can give you a gift, and I tell you, I'm giving you this gift for 2 hours. After 2 hours, it automatically reverts back to being mine. The Ktsai says, every matanam naslahazir is not totally if you return it to me. It's not totally if you return it, you don't return it. I'm saying, I'm a nos, because I don't want to have to run after you. I'm telling you, give it. I'm making a condition, give it to me.
But don't you have to be kind of
but really, I don't have to be kind of back. The Ktsita Ktsai is that you can do a matanam lizman. I can give you a gift, and it's automatically, it goes back. It's a matanah lizman, it's automatic, and memela, the whole kasha of the Svas Emes doesn't start. If somebody gives a lulav to his friend, Arba Minim, I'm giving it to you, matanah lizman, it's a matanah lizman, and automatically it reverts back. It automatically goes back, it doesn't matter what he does, he gives it to me, nothing to do with anything. I'm giving it to him. I know it takes 5 minutes to do the mitzvah. In 5 minutes, it automatically reverts back to being mine. That's the Ktsais Shita. After he says he can't argue with them, he goes to his whole Arichus, and he says afterwards, he felt bad, I felt bad, I can't argue with them. I looked, I found a Rishon like me, a Rabbeinu Avigdor Katz, Baruch Hashem is Mechavin Ladaitai. I don't know, the Rabbeinu Avigdor is one of the Rishayim quoted in the Shita. He says, now I have a Rishon, now I'm right. And he holds that way. He holds that way, lahalacha. He'll have a problem, he doesn't bring a shtark or raya. So in Davdi Meluim, he writes some rayas to his Shita. There's a major problem with the Ktsais. Everyone knows you can't give a child arba minim amanos lahazer. Because you can give it to him, he can't give it back. According to the tzais, what's the problem? Give it to a child for an hour, and it automatically reverts back. It automatically reverts back.
It could only revert back where he is the baal of it. But over there, because he never even had an ownership, right? And he gave it to him, it's like I'm giving it
to him. Tell me this, Svara. To an adult, I could give it. It's like a Shabbos clock. It 5 minutes, it reverts to be mine. And by
when
cut,
I gave it to him, I'm giving it to a child. He can own it.
Child can own things. But why can't he own it for 5 minutes? I don't know.
Because he's not the owner. It only can revert back to me if he is the owner.
But why can't I give it to him? I'm a titleless man. No, this man means it automatically reverts. Even if he doesn't want to give it back, it automatically goes back to me.
You have to be able to do it.
I don't know.
What if you actually have to be able to do it? You have to be able to do it.
I got news for you. You're not going to believe it. Tzais, Reish Mem Aleph Dalet, says in Achinami, he can give it to a childless man. Lefizet Tzarech Loima, Hada Amru, Lelikni Inish Luvali Yanuka, Hainu b'makne b'stam b'lishem shiur. When the Gemara says don't give it to a child, it means you trust the child to give it back to you later. So you're giving it to him stam. Hainu back to stam b'lishem shiur. But you want to give it to a child, I'm an oslahazir, I'm a tunnelless man. He says it works. Pella. So anyway, this is the Ksais. According to Ksais, of course, the Sfas Emes is kashere yeste imre emes doesn't start. Because if I give you a Matos Lahazir, you don't have a choice. It automatically reverts back to being mine. But the Ktsais, Kvaydim Kamimunach, you know, I can argue with the Ktsais, but I found a Russian Ritva that it's saying, not like the Ktsais. So the Ktsais is a big Chiddush. But anyway, the it's a beautiful Chap. The Imre Emes is a Sasem, a beautiful Chap. I'm sure if you ask your grandchildren, they'll Chap just like the Imre Emes. The photos that they have, I don't know who wrote it, but it must have been a Gerach Chassid, because the whole first column doesn't even get down to it. It just extols the virtue of the Imre Emes, which are undoubtedly true. But and then in the second section, it finally gets down to the beautiful Chap and the Taka Gevaldi Gitaris that he said. It reverts back. Yeah, I hear what you're saying. The halachi is you're not allowed to have a financial interest in it either. And according to the Ksais, if I give it to him, I'm not going to own it. But there's a certain amount of achrayis. You're not even allowed to have achrayis. Achrayis means if something happens to it, you'll suffer a loss. Here, if it reverts back to being mine in 9 days or 8 days, so I will suffer a loss if it gets damaged. So it's taken not by your rabbi, you might say. But it's this of Achriyusa, the Gemara's Marba, Achrayis Yisrael is also us. But otherwise, you'd be right. Otherwise, it would work. Okay, a good maya to everybody. Those who want to have a Mariv inside in the base Medrash, Mariv in a couple of